LA Parks Recreation Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. It is 5:33.
I'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, Lee Bushy here. David Doran, not present yet. Bob Ferguson?
Here.
Martha Bonney is excused. Angela Kowalczyk-Adrians?
Here.
Kelsey Prescott?
Here.
Trustee Rob Atwood?
Here.
Our staff liaison?
Chris Clark here.
Thank you very much. Next thing on the agenda, election of the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee chairperson. Do we have anyone who is willing to either nominate themselves or nominate someone else to serve as chairperson for the next year?
Do you want to continue to serve? Or
I would prefer not to. I have no heart. I have no problem with doing it. I've just done it for 2 years.
Okay.
And I just feel it's time for somebody else has an interest or is willing to do it to share the opportunity. So I don't have a burning desire or a definite no, okay. I won't either. But I just always think it's nice to rotate
sure.
committee leadership if other people are willing to do it. So.
Fair enough.
Everyone is jumping at it, right?
Martha, do we have any of
Does anybody want to do it?
Yeah, does anybody? If anybody, it's not a hard job if anybody wants to do it. And I'm certainly more than willing if the person needs to miss a meeting. You know, any of us can step in, but I'm happy to step in, you know, by a meeting-by-meeting basis if anybody's interested.
Not much interest.
Do you think? Go ahead.
I was just going to say that if no one else will do it, I will do it. But if you had something else, you're going to say.
No, I was going to say, is Martha a good candidate? Is it something that you want to do?
Boy, I don't know. She's probably had more of a difficulty making meetings with her kids' schedules than the rest of us. That would be my only.
Correct. I believe she's had to miss the last three meetings potentially because of that.
And channeling for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you're interested, I would certainly nominate
you. All right.
We have a nomination. Adrians, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Way to raise your hand even if you were sitting on them.
Not mine anymore.
Right.
And again, I'm happy to step in and help if ever you can make a meeting.
Okay, so thanks.
And at the meetings, it hasn't been like any responsibilities.
So. Yeah, it seems fairly painless.
Not that difficult. I usually have everything ready and prepared, so.
Yeah.
So with that, go ahead and take over.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have any modifications to the agenda?
Right. I make a motion to adopt.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Agenda's adopted. any changes at all to the minutes from April 25th, 2017? If not, we'll take a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Minutes approved. Jim, any public appearances?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. We have a couple groups who are going to be doing some invasive removal along the Fox River Trail in Alloway at the County Park, St. Francis Park, on Saturday, June 3rd from 9 a.m. until 11:30. And actually, we're getting a tremendous response from people who are interested in our plan to introduce beneficial native plants into the area between the trail and the water. And so a combination of regular beneficial plants and some pollinators things. So we'll be doing that with the Friends of the Fox River Trail and the Fox Wisconsin Heritage Parkway, and the Alloy Beautification Committee has people who are interested in the native plants. So we'll be doing that. and this is going to be different than what we've done in the past. We're going to try and start establishing colonies of the beneficial native plants. As we pull them up, we have a hole already, drop something else in. So that's we'll see how that works.
Are you going to be putting plants in or seeds?
Plants.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'd like to do some planting, and this will be our first time doing it. Jason from Brown County Park said as long as they're natives, we'll see how it works. And we'd also like to have scouting groups come up with signage to put on, on the different plants that we have.
Are you just working in the park, or are you going along the trail as well?
The primary area is what's designated as the emerging wetland right in there. So it's delineated as wetland, so that's just a good spot for us. We're also going to be doing a trash pickup from the railroad trestle to the Mariner Hotel.
Do you know if anyone's doing anything about the garlic mustard along the Fox River Trail?
What's that?
I've been noticing a lot of garlic mustard along the trail.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Oh, you are doing it.
Yeah,
okay.
So we just picked this one spot. We did the Sunset Park last couple years, concentrating on the buckthorn. But we also, this particular one, there's a gentleman who's been working on it for about 12 years. So a big group of people could put it over the top, get rid of it, so it's easy to maintain.
Okay.
So, yeah, the garlic mustard is
easy to
pick. Yeah,
I've been seeing
right
it along
now.
The stretch from LA to Green Bay.
So, so where are you thinking?
On the east side of the trail, along the stretch from, just after you leave, or just before you leave LA into Green Bay, kind of that stretch in there.
Probably
right along the trail, right along the edge.
North
see
of where you guys are going to be.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Down by Jimmy C's and that stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of south of there a bit, too.
North, okay, so north of the railroad trestle to the Green Bay?
Yeah, that would probably be about where it starts.
Yeah, okay, so what we're doing is we're going to go south of the railroad trestle, concentrating right around where the park itself is in the warming house, and then spread out from there. It's a lot easier than it looks, and if people just kind of get in the habit of going out and picking the stuff up.
Yeah, I would have picked it if I was walking, but I was on a run, so I didn't want to grab it.
No, there you go. And the guy that we have doing it, because sometimes you don't have, rarely do you have the garbage bags with you and that kind of stuff. So the guy who's been doing it for a while has been just picking it, and then you gather it, and then you put it up in a tree, in a crotch in the tree, and that takes it. Then you don't have to carry it around.
It dries out.
That works.
And it dries out. So that was.
I'll keep that in mind.
That was pretty easy. I was going like, wow. Then you can do that anytime.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll be doing.
Good.
Who's?
His name is Kevin. Not Hansen. Hendrickson.
Oh,
okay. He's on the Baird Creek Foundation Board, and he's
full-time teacher.
And he's been environmental sciences and that kind of stuff. So he's been doing it. I did it with him a couple years back, and so when we walked out there, he did see little colonies of beneficial plants that were kind of being taken over by the garlic mustard. He saw like the Dutchman britches and kind of the pretty little flowers and that kind of stuff. And so there was some good ginger root out there, which is beneficial that day, and it's actually pretty popular. So lots of good ones that I wasn't aware of, but this is a great start, and it's easy, and 2.5 hours is usually about the right amount of time for a volunteer.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Chris, you have some information for us?
Yes, a couple of items, just some updates on a few things. The Green Bay Packers First Downs for Trees event, I had brought that up at the last meeting. They actually switched the date on that to June 5th, which is a Monday, at 9 a.m. at Green Isle Park. So if anybody's available, you're more than welcome to attend. There'll be some individuals from the Green Bay Packers organization, Mark Murphy, and some ex-Packers will be in attendance as well. And then some dignitaries from around the local communities and as well as some people from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. So It's an annual event. I'm sorry.
At 9:30, is it?
At 9 o'clock.
Or 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. It's an annual thing that all the communities that partake in the Trees for Tomorrow, or Trees for Tomorrow, the Green Bay Packers First Downs for Trees program, they travel around and hit a different community to do the event annually. So it's our turn this year, and hopefully we have great weather. And if not, we'll still hold the event. We're going to have it in Green Isle Park so that we have the use of the pavilion if need be. And that's all. But, so I wanted to update the committee on that. I believe I did send out an invitation to everyone so as well. Second item, Miracle League Field Resurface Project. We finished up stripping the old surface and putting in a new poured in place surface on Miracle League Field over at Optimus Park. Finished that up last Friday for opening day, which is June 3rd. This project was funded 100% by the Miracle League of Green Bay. No funds from the village went towards that. So, product is identical to what a poured in place playground, the rubberized playground stuff, just not as thick, but same type of material. And so, great project. We're able to get it in with the way the weather was. That was the iffy thing, with all the rains and stuff we had. It was scheduling was a little difficult, but we were able to get it done, and turned out great. Drive by it now, it looks like an awesome baseball diamond. And it'll be great to see the kids out there partaking in opening day. So
great. All right, discussion on fiscal year 2018 capital improvement projects.
Yes, wanted to bring this to the committee to get your ideas from committee level on if you had any requests or thoughts on direction that you would like to see us look to try to budget for fiscal year 2018. I have a list that corresponds to what was in our comprehensive outdoor rec plan and or some items that we're seeing that potentially need to be moved up or moved around. I have photos of some of these items just to give you kind of a visual along with it.
Let's go that route.
Let's see. First item I have on my list is the Green Isle Roadway. Actually wasn't in our plan until about, I think 2019, 2020. But as you can see from this photo here, that road's starting to get pretty bad shape. And if anybody's driven through there, it's getting in worse and worse shape. And it will really stand out as soon as we redo the entryway this year. Mm-hmm. You'll notice the difference. And so that's one item that I think that we need to... it is getting to the point where it's beyond repair. You know, we can continue to put cold patch in there to fill potholes. But there's a point with asphalt and roadways and parking lots where repair is almost wasting your money. You know, you're better off trying to start over. You grind down the surface and you put a new layer on. Is typically what you do.
So, budget item on that.
I have some estimated costs, but nothing that's really in stone. My preference to do with the committee, if they don't mind, is if I get a list. And then at one of our next meetings, come back with those a little bit firmer numbers rather than give you shot in the dark numbers, if that's okay.
That's for next year.
Yeah, right. And really, we start working on our budget August, September, October, with the majority of that being September, October. So I know we've got a little bit of time to get some of those numbers. So that's one item. Another item is something that we have put in our budget as a potential project, and this is a multi-year project of looking to start to change out the lighting in the site lighting within Green Isle Park, and then in the future go into additional parklands, parks with lighting, but start to transition these lights out into LED for cost savings. We spend quite a bit of money on utility costs for this type of lighting. These are, I believe they're high-density sodium. And then getting more of a, looking at new poles and new light fixtures for that. So, because of the large scale of what a project like this could be, in Greenisle Park alone, we're looking at a minimum of 40 different lights. Mm-hmm. You know, so breaking that down, you know, we could do it at a relatively, lower cost annually as compared to one lump sum of, you know, X amount of dollars, break it down. And this is a project that our staff, we could do in-house rather than contracting out, which would save us quite a bit of money in that. So. Let's see, another item. What else do I have? Langley Park Playground. If you recall, we replaced the playground at Kiwanis Park last year. This year, we're looking to replace a portion of the playground at Optimus Park with the help and funding from Miracle Lake to get us up. There's only a portion of that playground that has old equipment, so we're going to be doing that. The next playground on the list in terms of age that would need to look at replacement would be this one here at Langley Park. One thought that I've had, and we'll talk with the YMCA as well, because they're a neighbor here, but also the school district at Langley School. They have several playgrounds, but those are all older age playgrounds. So at this location, it might benefit us to look at the younger kids, rather than the elementary age, maybe even the toddler type age type of equipment to give the younger families with younger kids something as well.
Yeah, because it really feels like that playground is so close to the other equipment.
Correct. Yeah, so why replicate that type of equipment at this site, whereas maybe going with something for the younger kids, where a little bit older kids could go over the hill and go play at that one, and the younger kids can maybe be here, but still be in visual sight of mom and dad. So that's a possible project there. Let's see. Optimus Park parking lot. This is a multi-year project that the first portion of the project would be, and I unfortunately don't have a close-up of it, but redesigning and recreating the entryway. If you've ever been in or out of that parking lot, it's very narrow. And if you have a car coming out and you're trying to pull in, it's very difficult to do. It's actually too narrow. It needs to be widened out and reconstructed. So our thought would be to start with that, and then follow-up would be this parking lot needs to be also reconstructed. The company that came in to do some asphalt work before we poured the place on the field, we had to put a new layer of asphalt in there. They put a patch over this, a temporary patch. So if you went in there right now, it looks like new asphalt, but it's just a temporary type of a patch that wouldn't last more than a few years. So this is a project, and we're actually trying to work with the Miracle Lake on funding a portion, if not all, of that. So that's a potential that on those type of items, if we have a donor that's willing to fund almost all of it, we'll bump things up in our kind of time frame if it makes sense, to correspond with their giving, and that which the Miracle League has done quite a bit over the years. So. I don't know if you guys have seen the new park sign, but annually we had talked about replacing a park sign at a different park annually. This is the one that's going to be going at Broadview Soccer Complex. In 2018, we're looking to replace the main entrance sign at Greenisle Park, and then moving the current sign that's there down to the south entrance. Once we have that entrance reconstructed, then next year we'll come in with a new sign down at that location. So But this is what those signs look like, and we're hope to put those in the next couple of weeks, the ones that we have completed. So this next,
what is the squiggle on the
up on
logo?
Top? Up on top. Good question, Jim. Does anybody here recall? We had talked about that.
We had talked about
that. We had talked about that when we were talking about the signage. The squiggle is doesn't really mean a whole lot, but the colors within it do. There is green, blue, and yellow. The green stands obviously for land, of the land around Alloway. The blue represents the water of the river, and the yellow represents the sun. So.
The reason I bring it up is I had heard that the squiggle was taken off of the front gate at the Murphy Coles Estate.
Oh, and that I don't know.
Because we talked about it.
Sure.
But I was
And that portion I don't know. You know, that was
check it out.
Yeah, many years ago when they did the rebranding, I guess, and new logo and stuff like that. So
doesn't look exactly like that.
All right. Next couple of items are potential projects. We have been in discussions, and I think I brought this up at a previous meeting at one point, but we've been in discussions with the Alloway Buccaneers Football Club, and they are looking to fundraise and monies to build a brand new park building, restroom facility at Webster Park, to replace the old building, which is this one. So, to better accommodate their needs and their uses, but would also be a beneficial structure for the community as well. Would be, once completed, would be during times that they wouldn't be utilizing it, be a rentable facility. So, potential revenue for the village as well. So we're still in conversations with them, just to try to get some things figured out on logistics, timing, on if or how they would need village assistance on something like that. But so that's a potential project that we're working on. And they were wanting to try to, because of some of the people that are involved in their organization, they were wanting to try to, not fast track it, but try to get that project done in a shorter amount of time period. So that's another project. What I got left on here? Last one I have on here is overflow parking for Riverview Park. This project, and I think we've talked about it, you know, a little bit when we were talking about the we redid the parking lot now over at the Broadview Soccer Complex. But knowing that both these facilities are limited on parking, one of the ideas was to provide future overflow parking, you know, along East River Drive that could be utilized then by both facilities, whether there's a softball tournament going on or a soccer tournament, they could share the use of those and that. So that's another potential project, and you know, something like this would be a multi-year project. First year would be design and initial construction with a base layer of gravel, something like that. Let it sit for a year and be driven on and used, and then come in the following year and then put the asphalt in, type of thing. So.
And the trails would be multi-year as well, or is that even?
It is within the plan. Following construction of this, then maybe the year after would be the trail linkages and whatnot. Yes. So.
And same for the expansion of the other parking lot, or is that?
I can't recall when we had that in the plan.
Oh, it looks like it's a 6 to 10 year.
Right, and that's what I thought, too. I thought it was more, on that little bit longer range just because of, hoping that, looking, I guess. You put one in, see how that accommodates, and then, with the age and condition and size of a lot of our asphalt parking facilities and roadways in our parks. It's something that needs to be addressed almost on an annual basis at various locations. You know, we could pick a parking lot a year.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say. I'm seeing a lot of parking lots.
You know, you could go through Green Isle Park, and there's four parking lots there. Every year, redo a different one just because of the condition they're in and the age they are, and go to the next park and do the same thing, because asphalt only lasts so long. And if you don't, you know, maintain it on a regular basis, it deteriorates a little faster than... you know, what it normally would or whatnot. So.
It's too bad you couldn't have temporary asphalt, you know, movable. You know, because that's a prime example of, in the wintertime, it never gets used,
right.
But it's still getting the wear and tear.
Right.
If it's
gets
there.
That weather put on it. And
I do think a Band-Aid fix would be, if you blow that up a little bit, is on East River Drive, which is on the top. Right.
Yeah.
If you were to take, you get some signs created and made that gravel just a little bit deeper, that you could come more into, these are the ball diamonds, right?
Correct.
So if you could make this gravel come deeper like you have right here, and post signs that says angle parking only.
Sure. Make that shoulder bigger, you're saying?
Yeah, make that shoulder bigger with just gravel.
Right.
You know, that we probably have at the barn, or from any street resurfacing that might be going on, just have it redirected to there.
Sure, sure.
Put some signs on there that says angle parking only. Would probably save that grass that gets trampled on when the overflow is so big.
Right.
And, you know, it would fit more cars. And it would be safer than people trying to get out on that blind corner. As opposed to just...
Unless they're backing up into the street, though, and then...
Well, they're backing up into the street now.
Right.
Now it would be a cleaner form to back out, because they'd be angle parked. You'd probably get, what do you think, 30% more cars there?
What did I figure that? It's... Yeah, you're probably right. It's not quite 50.
And you would save on the wear and tear on that grass, because that grass gets tore up there, especially on that corner of Broadview and East River Drive.
Yeah.
You know, where everybody wants to cut down there and then and then park.
No, and that's a great idea, and that's a...
It's a Band-Aid fix.
And a good first step, because,
and
however that parking area would be designed, you know, would be an engineer to figure that out. But maybe that's exactly how it gets done, is it's more of an angled parking as opposed to a total separate parking lot along there.
And you could do it on both sides of the road.
Exactly.
It's a shame that it couldn't be closer to 172 and where it's already just kind of
right in here,
bogus.
You're saying? And it could be. Truthfully, it could go that whole length. You know, this is just a schematic drawing that our consultants did when they put this plan together that was to give us an idea of potentials. This is not a finished product of how, the layout of the best use of that site would be. So that would be, you know, an engineer consultant to come in, look at it, say, okay, this is the best way to lay that out and utilize that space. Because, yeah, you're right. It could go from here all the way along there, you know, and have, you know, twice as many
and potentially
spots.
Not affect the green area that
right.
was up by the river.
Right. Yeah. You know, and whatnot. So, there's a lot of potential there, but that's where we need to start to look and plan, you know, down the road. So. Let's see. I think that's all that I had on my list, but I also asked if anybody had any other ideas to, you know, please bring them to the meeting, and, you know, we can add them to the list, look at some costs, and, you know, at one of our future meetings and maybe narrow things down and to make a recommendation to the village board during budget season, you know, and things that the committee feels that, you know, we should be looking towards for future year. So with that, any questions or any other ideas that anybody would...
How many...
occurrences of anybody getting hit with a ball down at Webster Park, you know, the shelters in the middle of the Four Diamonds.
Sure.
And I noticed they talk about nets from many of them. And I was wondering if that, does anybody get hit?
I have not heard any occurrences.
Because they are closed, and I think netting and price is pretty decent. That'd be a pretty good idea.
And that would be something I need to further discuss with the Little League organization, you know, with regards to what their thoughts are. And
who's heading that up then? Is it Mike?
No, Gene. Bronner?
Mike's wife. Yeah, Mike Gene. And Gene.
Gene, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you from coaching down there for the number of years that I did, there's really not a lot of incidents.
I know on the road there.
Yeah.
A lot of cars don't like to park.
Like to park on that side
close
where
the road,
right, which is
the
unfortunate
ball.
Because it takes away.
But I didn't know if it happened very often.
Right.
You know, I can certainly, being down there, I can tell you that I think more cars are hit than anything, you know, parking over there, because I know.
Yeah.
Being the coach,
yeah.
I was always there early. I made sure I would park at that section.
That's the way it is.
I just didn't want the dings, you know. It's inevitable that it's going to happen. Yeah. But I know a concession stand, and I know, as long as we're on the subject and we're talking about future agenda items, I know a concession stand is very important to the Buccaneers, as well as storage up there. I mean, it's a huge thing, and they give so much back to the community that I don't want this to detour from it. But I also think that parking is a much greater issue up there in terms of funds than a concession stand at this point. That's tough to say, you know, because you could... If you wanted to do concessions at a bigger scale than what they're doing it with right now, I mean, you can always get the grills going and you can get a tent going, and if they're going to raise the funds for it, obviously I don't want to detour from that. But if you've got a baseball game going on and you've got a football game going on, forget it.
Right.
You're not parking.
And we know.
And if you do find a spot, you're not turning around. So
right.
You have to wait
there,
until
you can't get
you're in. You're in.
No, and that's a good point. And you know, the football group knows that, the baseball group knows that, even the school knows that. And we're trying to get multiple people to the table to bring that point to the surface and try to work on a partnership and collaboration for the entire site for the best use of all the people that might be using that, you know. You're looking at Webster School now. They're going to be doing some additions to their facility, putting in an auditorium. Are they going to be needing more parking now too? So there's a potential there that let's work with the school district and look at that site, and maybe we are able to partner with them as well as our sport organizations and say, okay.
Yeah,
here's our opportunity.
Maybe we can do a walkway from their parking lot down to the road.
Here's our opportunity to do something that, you know, will benefit everybody because of, you know, time of use might be different. So, you know, if the school's got something going on, maybe there's not anything going on, but we can all share parking lots.
And that's one of those situations that angle parking wouldn't work there, because once you angle them in, there's no way you're going to get them out.
Right.
So.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, good point. And
it's just such a much greater need right now.
Sure.
Did you say the entrance is being done at Green Isle Park, or that's another potential?
It is being done this year.
Okay.
Yep. It's bid out and it's in contract. And
that's going to be so nice.
It'll be, we're definitely waiting until after the Bell and Run, but I don't have a date from engineering department as to when the contractor's thinking of getting in there yet. Okay. But that'll be this summer sometime.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we had any security problems around the concessions and shelters and in the park?
No.
That's
not from my knowledge.
That's good.
No, one thing...
That goes straight.
Yes. Knock on wood, right? One thing that we are looking to do, though, is look at our overall facility security and locking. You know, unfortunately, there's, over the years, there's been so many
keys made for different organizations or different people that don't get returned or are lost and things like that, that, you know, over time you just need to take a look at those things and make sure that you make our locations and facilities as secure as possible. So that's something that we're definitely looking into. But yeah, to answer your question, no. It's like vandalism. Kind of comes in streaks as well. And had very little in the last year or so. But you know, as I say that now, as soon as school gets out, watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that it always seems like you'll get a batch of kids that, you know, or people, shouldn't just pick on kids, but, you know, raise some concerns or do some stuff,
yeah,
and then they get
that,
older and move
that older,
on.
That older generation is down there with spray paint all the time.
You know what?
Which older generation?
Older than us.
Yeah, right.
Older than us.
So.
They hit Webster Park probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
They hit Kiwanis not too long ago, too. Did a lot of damage. And then there's the inevitable ones who go driving out on the soccer field.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we get that, you know, quite a bit. Yeah. It just depends on how soft or how firm the turf is on how much damage they do. So this would be bad here. But,
saw a little of that activity just a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Hey, I'm seeing less and less dog waste on the trails, though.
Good. Good. We do have a new code enforcement person that's trying to make his presence known.
Good.
And new signage and more bags and things like that to try to get people's awareness. And also might be the grass is starting to grow and maybe hiding a little bit of it.
What's the any feedback or issues regarding the smoking policy, the smoking ban?
No, I haven't heard anything. And I've seen very little, truthfully.
Yeah.
When I'm typically what I see is somebody that's a closet smoker that pulls into the park, you know, and has a cigarette before they go to work or before they head home.
A number of them go to Webster, too, when they work at this building.
Okay, yeah.
But they just drive in there, yeah.
You know,
in their vehicle. So.
But other than that, I have not heard from anyone or seen any issues so far. Any other potential project ideas that anybody has or would like to see or has
heard? I'd like to see a couple of speed bumps on Jordan Lane.
On the road itself?
Those temporary speed bumps.
Okay.
I think they had them 1 year in the park.
I can pass that along to our public works director.
They have quite a few kids in the block.
Sure.
Now,
yeah, I can definitely pass that along to him. It's a little bit out of my jurisdiction, you know, in that, but yeah, I definitely do.
And it's worth stating from the standpoint that, you know, on that road, man, you've got people that are looking for parking spots and they're looking for their buddies. They're not looking for kids. And as they whip down,
they start at the shelter coming down sometimes and really, really moving.
Okay.
There's a couple hot spots that are like that that just drive me.
Yeah, I think there's a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit sign. It's a yellow one.
Okay.
It's not official, I guess. It's suggested.
Sure. But
it's inside.
All right.
Okay.
Are there any opportunities or implications as they figure out what's going on with the prison for park opportunities?
I think there will be. I'll definitely make our voice known. I've already voiced a couple of ideas, but it's so preliminary that, you know, it's
way early.
Not like we're going to go anywhere. But with that potential site, you know, of being redeveloped, you know, if it goes forward, you know, excellent opportunity to provide park space for people in not only new development, but that whole area, you know. That's kind of sandwiched between Webster and Riverside there. So yeah, I'll definitely put my two cents worth in.
You'll hear a lot of stuff starting to pop up on that. It'll be interesting how many rumors you get.
People are excited, I think.
I mean, if you live in LA,
jazzed about it.
Get the prison out of here, increase the tax revenue. So make available a lot more property for building. So it's a win-win.
One thing I did hear, the village did meet with the Historical Society, and that was one of the locations because it's on the registry. But that whatever is done will need to keep the walls and the guard towers.
Not the actual building, though?
The building, too, yeah. Probably. But I thought that was interesting about the walls.
All the walls have to stay up.
Guard towers. But they don't necessarily... But I guess they don't necessarily need to be whole. Okay. You could potentially cut holes in them, you know.
Are they just stuccoed over some stone or something? Was there something there?
I don't know. You know any history on that, Jim? On what the walls are made of?
There used to be a line.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that's what they want to preserve.
If they were stone or something, that would be
wonderful. I know those walls
were
deep underground, they said, so people can't dig underneath.
They're just so ugly.
Maybe they can make them low.
But,
maybe we can start thinking about like Quebec City, the walled city.
Right.
Oh, sure, but that's beautiful stone. These are like
muddy.
The
walled city.
Yeah. Gated community. Those types of things, you know? Anyway,
original gates included.
I think that is what most people are excited about, is to get rid of the walls.
Yeah. But we'll see. That's a long ways down the road, and we'll have to see how that project comes along. But yes, to answer your question, we'll definitely push for recreational opportunities and parklands associated with if there's a development there. So, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Any other ideas?
No idea.
Okay, well, what
I
would
like to say that those swings they put up behind Webster, it's interesting. The kids are having a ball in there.
Good.
They line up.
Okay.
And there's a guy standing there, and he lets them on so many minutes.
Oh, no kidding.
And then they switch,
they're going to get more swings now.
They're really going.
Who's the guy?
Security vest there.
Oh,
yeah.
Park monitor or recess monitor.
Gotcha.
When they put the swings in, the school district did.
Sure.
It was right when it rained.
Yeah.
He said it was a muckle swamp that they had. They were pumping the water out to get the poles set and everything. Glad you guys could.
See kids like to swing it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, I will bring that list back then at a future meeting with some budgetary numbers. To give you guys an idea of what some of these things, would look to cost, and then maybe we can, talk about it a little bit more and look to, make some recommendations toward to the village board on what, the committee might want to see. So,
okay.
Great.
Future agenda items. Are there any items the committee wishes to have on the next agenda next agenda, a couple months? What about, and maybe you know now, but do we have any updates on those bike stations that were going to be going up?
I do not have a time frame on when they're going to be installed. I do know that the last I had talked to them, their fundraising was going better than they had anticipated, and we might potentially get another one in Alloway.
Great.
On what the original was, so we were discussing that a little bit too.
Okay.
Probably if we go that route, if there's that, we'll look at Wheezy Park.
Okay.
That area, because then we're also close to the city of De Pere and things like that.
So I'd imagine by our next agenda, we'd probably have a pretty good idea of how that's going.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
That would be August,
right? Yeah. We should know here in the next month or so.
Okay.
I would think that, because I'm not sure how long their projects last. How long the group,
it's a 9-month program.
Okay.
But their group can keep going.
Oh, okay.
After.
Okay.
And oftentimes they do.
Okay. All right. Okay, great.
Any other agenda items? All right. Entertain a motion for adjournment.
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourned at 6:18 p.m.